Anyways, we are the Stockholm Syndrome, and we're a new band, and good manners dictate that we should introduce ourselves to you. So, on the mandolin and the electric guitar and vocals, from San Francisco, California, will you please welcome Mr. Eric McFadden. Wearing an amazing sparkly on black thing that sort of shimmers if you hug him, but you have to actually physically touch him, and then it's like when you're in the water with those phosphorescence, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? On the bells and the shakers and the drums and things. Hailing from Beloit, Wisconsin, by way of the Yucca Valley. Please give a rousing applause, Mr. Wally Ingram on the drums. About as physically far away as you could get from, or environmentally as far away as you can get from his hometown. When I get scared at night, he climbs in my little bunk on the bus with me and reads me Nietzsche for bedtime stories. And a very thoughtful man, and also an amazing keyboards and vocals from Berlin, Germany, Mr. Danny Juke. Yeah. Suddenly Arizona is something of a swing state, huh? I was reading today. Who the funk? When they asked Bush in the debates, can you name three things that you did wrong and then what you would do to correct those things, Bush couldn't come up with one fucking thing because apparently everything he's done has been perfect. However, in his candidacy for president of bass guitar players worldwide, Dave not only admitted that he did wrong, which is essentially going out in the late 80s and telling young aspiring bass players that it was okay to have 28 strings on your bass guitar. He's correcting the problem. He's back out on tour in the United States, telling the young bass players of the world, 4 strings. You only need 4 fucking strings to shake your ass. Barry White sings the 4 bass strings. So would you please welcome from Athens, motherfucking Georgia, on the bass guitar, Mr. Dave Stuhl.
Ladies and gentlemen, from La Jolla, California, headed home to his hometown tomorrow. Can't wait to see his folks. The Dick Cheney of political correctness, Mr. Gerald Wayne Joseph.
I thought that was a cool political introduction until I realized that Dave was talking about my looks. But chicks dig Dick Cheney, right?